And welcome to worship this morning here at Bamber Bridge. As you know, well, firstly, I'm standing at the wrong lectern, and that's partly because, as some of you may know, Karen's not very well at the moment. Karen's just tested positive for COVID. I think she's, you know, she's okay, but obviously she's tested positive for COVID, so she can't be with us this morning. A few years ago, when I first became a steward at a different church, one of the first things I was told was that as a steward, you were responsible for making sure that the worship always took place. And in the back of the safe was a Wesley sermon. Well, fortunately for me, because I would probably be struggling with some of the words in that sermon, Karen had fully prepared this morning's service. So we are between Kath, Desley, and a very grateful thanks to Kevin Savage for also helping us this morning so we can still do communion. We are going to use Karen's service as the basis of this morning's worship. So we will remember Karen in our prayers this morning also. Let's start with a prayer. So on this Trinity Sunday, on this Pentecost Sunday, glorious, glorious Trinity, make your presence known in this place through our worship, our prayer, the reading of your word, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, within whose unity lies all that is you, perfect love, justice, peace, and power. As we gather here today, your body, your church, throughout this world, fill our outstretched hearts with your spirit. Encircle us with your love. Make yourself known to us in new ways, exciting ways. Challenge us. Encircle us with your spirit, sorry. Make us known to us in new ways, exciting ways, challenging ways. Empower us, inspire us. Glorious Trinity. Amen. So as we move into the worship, call to worship this morning. Whoever you are, come together and come to God. Wherever you're from, come together and come to God. Whatever you bring, come together and come to God. However you feel, come together and come to God. God is here and God is good.
Let's pray together. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let us praise our marvellous God as long as we live. May our meditations be pleasing to him as we rejoice in the Lord and all he gives us. Let us praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We stand and we sing together. Our God is an awesome God who reigns from heaven above. Please be seated.
prayer of adoration. There is a response to this prayer. When I say, God of wonder, how marvellous you are, respond, we have an awesome God. God of wonder, how marvellous you are, we have an awesome God. All creation looks to you to provide and satisfy every need. You amaze us with your sustaining breath, your wisdom and wonderful generosity. God of wonder, how marvellous you are. We have an awesome God. From glory you lovingly gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to come among us and to die on the cross for us, before taking him back to sit at your right hand. God of wonder, how marvellous you are. We have an awesome God. With mighty power, you poured out your Holy Spirit at Pentecost on all people, all ages, all nations, igniting the life of your church with wind and fire. God of wonder, how marvellous you are. We have an awesome God. Amen. A prayer of confession. Lord, forgive us the days we don't feel like rejoicing, and when we find peace evading us. We are sorry when we fail to live as Spirit-filled children of God. Negative emotions have a habit of infiltrating. We find ourselves fearing situations we can't control, doubting what we can't see or understand. Others may share of what you have done in their lives, and sometimes we find ourselves being sceptical instead of accepting, believing and rejoicing in your wonders. Lord God, forgive us. Help us to live more Spirit-filled lives. Amen. God sent his Son to shed his blood as payment for our sins. God sent his Holy Spirit to live with us and in us. Be at peace, for Jesus is faithful and just. Our sins are forgiven. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come fill us afresh. Amen. A prayer of praise and thanksgiving for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. God of all nations, on this day of Pentecost, we praise you for the power of your Holy Spirit, equipping each of us for our life's work. We celebrate especially the wonderful work of our Queen, who has put loyalty before her royalty through all the ages of her reign, and who, day by day, has served you, her God, and Christ, her King, with humility, resilience and grace. Thank you for all she is and all she has done to your glory. Amen.
you for sending the Holy Spirit. Help us to remember that the Holy Spirit still fills the church with power today, just as he did on the day of Pentecost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sing again. The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk, walk in the light. Stand and sing.
The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk, walk in.
Gifts come from you, dear Lord, and from these riches we bring this offering. Help us to use it for the furtherance of your purpose, both in this place and in this community. Amen. Don and Kevin are now going to read to us from Psalms and from Acts.
The reading from Psalms is from Psalm 104, reading from verse 24. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number. Living things, both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. These all look good to you, to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. And when you take away their breath, they die and they return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at all the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they are smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.
A reading from Acts chapter 2 and verse 21 verses. The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost arrived, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each one of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.
Thank you to Kevin and to Don for those readings. And also thank you to Soren and Violet for helping Kath as well. Thank you. And Oliver, sorry, I'm missing. Sorry, Oliver. Sorry, yes. Thank you. Let us pray. Generous God, as we gather in this place, give us open hearts and minds to receive all you have for us as we reflect on your word. Renew us with your life and warm us with your love. Fill us with the power and the presence of your Spirit. Amen. Okay, so we probably, most of us, have had copies of the latest version of the Sphere magazine. And if you haven't, there are still some in the foyer at the moment. So please, please take one if you haven't received one. And he's not here this morning, but, you know, talking about the Sphere, we need to give thanks to Eric for putting this Sphere together now for many years, and to everybody who's been contributing to it. So if I was to ask you this morning, what project that Wendy Yates has been working on recently and still is, what, anybody got any ideas? Eco Church. Yes. So Eco Church, I mean, it's something that really should be on the agenda for every church. And as Christians, it's important that we live our faith and model how to care for God's world. And we have a responsibility to do that. And while we're talking about Eco Church, so Wendy, I know there's various things happening at the moment. So can I get you to share?
Church is quite a big project really, and it's run by Rosha UK. All over the UK, different churches can get involved. Within Eco Church there's different sections that we have to meet for either bronze, gold or silver award,
and we're working through those at the moment. So just an update, I've been in touch with a project called Dig It Preston and the ex-military people who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or anxiety, and they make lots of different wooden things for gardens. So this week I shall be picking up two large planters that Derek Patchell has agreed to plant some herbs in. They'll be at the side of the church, and eventually when the herbs have grown they'll be for everybody to take and use and for the community. There's also another box coming which will have plants that will attract pollinators. So that's another planted area. I've also been in touch with a place called Grow It Preston, and they're visiting on the 7th of July, and they're a lottery-funded organisation who help communities become more eco-friendly. So they're visiting on the 7th and they're going to be looking at the areas and give us a strategy to what to work towards. And they've offered weekly help to support getting the grounds and all the different things in place. There'll be bird boxes going up this week. Ian Roberts has kindly made 3 bird boxes, so they'll be going up. And we have enough money now to twin our toilet. Now, when you twin a toilet, it's each individual toilet. So we've got enough money to twin one toilet. This actual toilet twinning is part of the community and global section in Eco Church that you're working with other agencies. And when we twin our toilet, that means that we're providing sanitary toilets, a proper toilet for other countries that don't have sanitation. And I thought, because we've only got the one, that we would twin the disabled toilet first, if that's okay with everybody. So that's where the project's up to. There is going to be a big fundraiser that I need to get my head around. So if anybody wants to help with that, that would be great. But this is all part of caring for God's creation and being good stewards of his creation. So if anybody wants to ask any questions, then please don't hesitate. Or if you want to help, please don't hesitate. Is that all right?
Thank you for all the work that you're doing. The reading from Psalm 104 is very appropriate today in that it's not only Pentecost Sunday, but it's also World Environment Day. For those who were able to join Karen and share some of the things that she did during her sabbatical, you will know that she has a new embroidery hobby. And she was sharing today, and we still are sharing. Kat already, we've already had a look at the banner that's here, but the banner on that wall is a banner that Karen made during her sabbatical based on God creating the world out of darkness, which is wonderful to look at, and we can all have a closer look after the service. God both creates and renews, filling us with the Father's gift of food and filling us in God's promise of the Spirit's presence. Alice Walters, an American chef and activist, says that eating should not be about the commercialism of the so-called fast food, but about stewardship and nourishment and community. Her one restaurant uses local produce, sustainably grown, and her projects in schools teach children to grow, harvest, and prepare the food they eat. Our increasing awareness of the effect on our planet of what we eat and our growing concern for justice for those who produce our food is evidence of God's Spirit at work, creating and renewing. The Festival of Pentecost was also called the Festival of Weeks and was one of the three agricultural festivals at which the Israelites celebrated the fruitfulness of the earth. This association with the creational blessing of fruitfulness as well as the gift of law at Mount Sinai make the festival an appropriate backdrop to the gift of the Holy Spirit. Here too we find a formative event inspired by a powerful encounter with the presence of God. This first Pentecost for the church represented the fulfillment of the promises made through Ezekiel, Haggai and Zechariah, but it also redefined the church's understanding of its relationship with God's presence. From now on, God would dwell within them, just as he had first intended when he made humanity in his image in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. In this sense, this scene brings us one great arc of the biblical narrative to completion. At the same time, this scene is also the beginning of the next phase in God's plan. The first act of the Holy Spirit was to empower the church to speak the language of every nation under heaven in order to share God's deeds of power. Until this time, God's presence had been available in a limited way, but God's intention had always been to bless all nations. Peter, recalling the word of Joel, understands the significance. The Spirit had not come to give power to a select few. God's desire was to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. The calling of the church was to expand God's kingdom so everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We too have a choice. Will we celebrate Pentecost simply as a reminder of God's work in the past, or dare we respond to Peter's message as an invitation for us today? What if we did set aside time to be alone with God, to ask him to set us on fire with his love? What if our church family took up Leslie Ross's challenge to set time aside to be together with God, asking him to blow through us with his power and to pray about our young people's work? What if is a great question to ask in prayer. Not only can it open our eyes to God's possibilities and purposes for us, but it also helps us to notice what's holding us back. It's often helpful to write down or to draw what comes to us as we dare to open our hearts and minds to God in this way. Where are the fire doors and the draft excluders in our lives, both personally and as a church? What would it mean to dismantle them? What would it mean to think differently, to think outside of the box? If you carefully read the passage from Acts, you will notice that the people were firstly gathered all together in one place. Then they heard a sound like the blowing of a violent wind. Next, they saw what appeared to be tongues of fire separating and settling on everybody's heads. And finally, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they began to speak to all around them. This was an experience that involved many of our senses and resulted in action. The gift of the Spirit was more than a completion, it was also a commission. The transformation of Jesus' disciples on that particular day of Pentecost signified the offer of transformation for all people, as Joel had prophesied, and as all creation inches towards its final fulfillment with the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. We are invited both to be transformed ourselves and to be agents of transformation of others. This is God's great purpose for us. Our fullest fulfillment involves saying yes to the love and power of his Holy Spirit, with the outcome that we can proclaim the powerful acts of God. So, Pentecost is not only a time of celebration and thanksgiving in the church, it's a time of reflection. Do we engage with the Holy Spirit as God's presence with us, or do we view her as a distant mediator? Now is a time for recommitment to the church's calling to witness to the powerful acts of God. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for showing yourself to us in Jesus. We thank you for your unlimited, loving generosity. You lead us by your Spirit and call us your children. We praise you, Abba, Father. Your spirit of truth heightens our senses, fills us, reminds us of all we've been taught, enables us to do much more than we could ever do on our own. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the strength, wisdom, and boldness you fill us with, moving in and around us, empowering us to effectively share of you. Thank you that the more we take in, the more we can give out. May we soak you up like sponges, taking in all that you have to give and so inspire others to drink you in and find fulfillment in you. Amen. Now, as we move into a time of communion, let us sing from Singing the Faith 594 and on the screens, Lord Jesus Christ, you have come to us. You are one with us, Mary's Son.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us therefore keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, gracious and holy Father, always and everywhere to give you thanks. In the beginning, your Spirit swept across the face of the waters, bringing order and beauty out of chaos. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. Though we turned away from you, your love remained steadfast, and you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. At his baptism in the Jordan, he was anointed by your Spirit and revealed as your beloved Son. In the power of the Spirit, he was sent to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Sharing our human nature, he died on the cross. Raised again in glory, he lives forever to pray for us. By the gift of the Spirit, whom you have sent in his name, you bring to completion the work of your Son, leading us into all truth, making us a people for your praise, and giving us power to proclaim the gospel in all the world. And so, with all the faithful in every time and place, we join with choirs of angels in the eternal hymn, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." On the night before he died, the Lord Jesus took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of all his mighty acts, we offer you these gifts, and with them ourselves, as a holy, living sacrifice. You send forth your Spirit, you bind us in love, you renew the face of the earth. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him and with one another in mission to all the world, and bring us with the whole creation to your heavenly kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Receive this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, and feed on the Lamb of God with reverence and with faith. If when I come to you, you would prefer to have a gluten-free wafer, would you indicate that to me? I shall put a few on the plate so that it is ready and prepared. So just indicate that to me as I come. John. there is a short concluding prayer which we will share together. Let us pray. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. And may the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you now and always. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness. And it's tomorrow is Mike and Pauline's pearl wedding anniversary, I believe, so congratulations. And this was one of your wedding hymns, and they asked for it to be sung today. So, great is thy faithfulness, number 51, Singing the Faith. We now say our prayers of intercession. Let's pray. The response after each phrase is, Holy Spirit, affirm them today. Holy Spirit, affirm them today. We pray, Holy Spirit, for all who lack confidence, for parents struggling to meet the needs of their families. Holy Spirit, affirm them today. For children struggling with their work at school, for teachers struggling to meet the demands of the day, for young people who feel misunderstood, for young adults struggling to find their place in the world, for carers trying to support and comfort those who are vulnerable, for the frail facing diminishing strength and loss of identity. And we pray for Ken Lomas after his wife Jean's funeral. We pray for Karen. We pray for Audrey Bibby. We pray for Jim Whittaker. Holy Spirit, affirm them and us today. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We sing our final hymn, number 391. O breath of life, come sweeping through us.
Take a seat. Just before we conclude this morning's worship, firstly, it's been very much a collaboration this morning, so thank you to everybody, and including Karen, for taking part, for making this worship happen this morning, so thank you very much. I have one notice that I need to do at this point in the service, and it's a message from Karen, and I'm going to read this just as it's written. You may not believe it, but I will reach retirement age next year. As Methodism does everything a year in advance, I will be seeking to sit down, which is the term in Methodism for retirement, at the circuit meeting later on in this month, which is a couple of weeks. This will allow the circuit to seek another minister in stationing this September, ready for September 2023. I will still be here for another 14 months, but will then be leaving in August 2023 to retire back to Jersey and become a supernumerary minister there. So Karen did want to share that news herself this morning, so Unfortunately, she couldn't do that, but she wanted us to know that before the circuit meeting. But I think there's also an important message in there as well, that Karen is still here, still our minister for another 14 months. So this is not Karen going tomorrow or very soon. It's another 14 months' time, but she did want to share that news with us today. As we finish the service this morning, let's pray. The Spirit of truth, lead us into all truth. Give us grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the word and works of God. And the blessing of God, Spirit, Son, and Father remain with us always. Amen. We go into the world in the power of the Spirit to fulfill our high calling as servants of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. If we're able, shall we stand and share the grace? May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.